You're listening to Central Time, broadcasting today from the WPR studios in Milwaukee. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up tonight after 7, it's the Moth Radio Hour. Tonight's storytellers include legendary novelist Walter Mosley. That's tonight after 7 here on the Ideas Network.
First, a Latino civil rights organization called for an investigation into the iconic Leon's Frozen Custard Shop on Milwaukee's South Side.
The call for a federal investigation comes after a report from WISN-TV, Milwaukee's ABC affiliate. The report featured a customer who was fluent in Spanish and English and said that when he tried to place an order in Spanish, the employee said that she wasn't permitted to speak Spanish with him.
The owner of Leon's told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that he is, quote, trying to avoid customers getting used to Spanish and then one day finding no one here who can speak it. Now, since the story broke, the League of United Latin American Citizens has called it a clear violation of federal labor law and asked the U.S. Equal Opportunity Commission to look into the matter.
Joining us now is Enrique Figueroa. He's the director of the Roberto Hernandez Center at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee and associate professor in the School of Urban Planning. Enrique, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me on. Good afternoon.
Well, for people outside the Milwaukee area, can you talk about this this frozen custard stand and the neighborhood it's in and the ethnic makeup of the area?
Well, I mean, it's in the south side of Milwaukee, and most people know that the south side nowadays is mostly a Latino neighborhood of the city of Milwaukee. I mean, before that, it was south side was primarily a Polish neighborhood, but most people identify the south side of Milwaukee as a Latino part of the city. So, and I suspect that there's customers and, in fact, employees of Leon's Custard that are Latinos.
Is it common in a neighborhood on the south side for businesses to speak the language of their customers, whether that's English or Spanish?
It's been my experience that is indeed the case. In fact, when I heard about this, I said, well, that's kind of from a business perspective. Business people want customers, not setting barriers for customers to be able to get access to their product or service. So I was really quite surprised.
And the idea here being not, I mean, there might be a business where no one speaks Spanish, that's one thing, but a business saying employees who even if you do speak Spanish, don't speak Spanish to your customers. What did you think when you heard about that?
Well, initially I thought it was kind of a joke. And then I said, well, this is, it is not a joke, but as I understand it, the owner's policy is that employees that are, you know, say Spanish-speaking and English-speaking can speak to themselves either in Spanish or English, but they cannot speak to customers in Spanish. I was really very surprised. I mean, to me, it's a devaluation of people that speak a language other than English, implicitly or explicitly. And two, by association, folks that have a culture associated with that particular language, it sends a signal to them, those folks, that we don't want your business. So to me, it's very perplexing, particularly because this is the irony. When I first came to interview here in Milwaukee back in 2001, a member of the search committee that hired me took me around the town, the city, the south side, obviously, and then took me to Leon's Custard as an iconic place in the South Side. So this is actually very surprising, and I think it's a little an affront to folks that view this as a devaluation of either our language and our culture.
That said, this is something where customers can choose to go there or not based on this, but there's been this complaint now asking the U.S. Equal Opportunity Commission to take a look at this. What do you think of that? Is this something that merits a wider investigation at this local level?
You know, as I told your producer, I'm not an attorney, so I don't want to talk about the legal implications mm-hmm. of this. But it seems to me that it's a little odd, for example, if a person that walks up and speaks in Spanish to a bilingual employee, the employee understands that person what was ordered and serves that person, but cannot communicate with that person in said language. So that to me is a little odd, and also whether they can speak to each other as employees in Spanish and yet not to customers. I don't know whether some entity might deem that to be discriminatory. I don't know.
We're talking to Enrique Figueroa. He's with UW Milwaukee, the Roberto Hernandez Center there. He's also an associate professor in the School of Urban Planning. On a wider note, Enrique, you said that the south side of Milwaukee is more and more known as a neighborhood with a strong Latino presence. How has that community changed over years, and do you think Milwaukee, by and large, has been a welcoming place?
I think by and large it's probably been a welcoming place. I mean, the amount of growth that you've seen in the Latino community is substantial, not only within Milwaukee, but across the state. A lot of schools in the South Side have fairly large percentages of Latino kids, whether they're public schools, charter schools, or choice schools. So people are making their livelihoods in the South Side. A lot of Latino families are doing that. As you may know, the Greater Milwaukee Foundation just released a fairly significant study of the Latino demographics population in the four counties in southeastern Wisconsin. So it's growing and very significant population that will continue to grow and have a significant impact in our community.
For communities with an immigrant presence, the whole Latino community is not an immigrant community, but some of it is. Through American history, there have been disputes, conflicts over use of language, whether we're talking about the Polish community that lived in Milwaukee on the South Side in the past, sure. Others throughout history, and the Latino community now. How do you see that language issue playing out in Milwaukee now? Is there tension over it for the most part, or is this story we're talking about at a Custard Place kind of a unique story?
I am not aware of tensions arising because of language usage. I mean, I'm sure that there's some isolated cases in some workplaces, some other places. But no, this is kind of a fairly unusual thing for a business to have that kind of policy as far as I'm concerned.
And what have you been hearing from the community on social media since this story hit the news?
All kinds of stuff. I mean, people are calling for the boycott of Leon's. There's a picture that I just saw earlier this afternoon of a little kid with a mustache pushing around a little paletera cart, you know, those little carts that sell ice cream, and say, this is the place you should come and buy your custard now instead of Leon. So there's a good amount of rancor, I guess it would be an appropriate word for me to use, of why any business, particularly in the South Side, and particularly with the number of Latino employees that work there, would have such a policy. It's just not conducive to be a welcoming place as a good corporate citizen, for example.
Now, the business owner in this case says he was not saying this to his employees to create a hostile environment. But bigger picture, there's been a presidential campaign, Donald Trump, that's gotten a lot of backlash from Latino communities around the country with the way he's talked about immigrants from Mexico in particular. With that going on the national political landscape, do you hear on the local level these issues come up more?
I think the general tone that the Trump campaign has put forth as it applies to the Latino community is not a welcoming tone. As the national polls indicate, the negative views by the Latino community of Mr. Trump are in the 80s, middle to low 80s percent have a negative viewpoint of Mr. Trump. So I think that that's probably playing some role. I mean, there is some raw nerves, perhaps, in some of the people in the community that say, look, you know, we don't want to be treated as second-class citizens. And I might add that a fairly small number of the total Latinos, whether it's here in Milwaukee or across the country, are immigrants. It's less than 20%, mm-hmm. and it's about similar number, about the number of Latinos that are monolingual Spanish speakers is somewhere around 20% as well.
All right. Enrique, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Enrique Figueroa. He's director of the Roberto Hernandez Center at the UW Milwaukee. He's an associate professor in the School of Urban Planning.